Okay, continuation of previous story, foundation, whatever. So now we have the people sitting in that little shady room there, the pub or whatever, where it's I wouldn't compare a temple to a pub, but you know, the little group there in the room, wherever it is. A family in a home, friends in a pub, some people in a church who don't want to look outside of those walls, really, right? Because it looks scary. And if you come in and say, hey, you know what's going on out there? The Third World War is going on. No, I don't want to know about that. It's too scary. Now, another person steps out of there, is pulled out of there, and then sees, or is guided out by this one who says, you know, it's nothing scary, actually. There's something scary over there, but there are a lot of, really, ultimately, it's a good world. So stepping out, and then you see that, because you are now in the perspective not only of course, what's happening on the street where you stand, but the big world you are on, but also the higher levels there of consciousness, meaning that, yeah, some people over there, they are living, you know, this adharmic way. They are these parasites there, sucking the life of those over there, and the empire over there trying to take over the world or maintain their control of it. And there's a war over there. But if you look bigger, at the bigger picture, then you see that, well, over there you find more dharmic way of thinking. And again, it's about our way of ways of thinking. So the other one who says, "Oh, there's nothing I can do about it anyway." Well, but that's the idea of this Sankirtan movement, for instance, that it's a revolution in the heart, changing our ways of thinking and acting upon that thinking to dharmic, sustainable, you know, ecological, respectful, win-win way of thinking. Here we are together and we should just help each other and share and make sure everyone can live happily rather than just me get more, you get less. So he's standing there and now we are up there in that higher level of the thinking, the mind, the Bhuvarloka. And from there things look very interesting and it's peaceful because you're not afraid anymore. I mean, even if someone comes and kills you and everyone, blow an atom bomb in your town, well then, you know, okay, my earthly existence just expired. I'm free from that. Now, time for to go back to a better life again. So we can just show this. I mean, it's interesting. The more I think about it, that you can really build upon this imagery that I started with here.